The Upper Room Full Gospel Tabernacle is now holding services in Reverend Charles Gooden's basement. Gooden had been renting the church's first and only home, a city-owned facility, for $150 a month for the last 32 years.
Well, I didn't realize we were charging him rent.
That's Columbus Mayor Fred Armstrong.
We were just glad that he could use it and keep the building up nice. But he had to know all along also what was going to happen.
The city bought the church 3 decades ago, knowing it would be razed when 17th Street was widened. And Gooden rented on a month-to-month basis to facilitate that possibility. After stimulus money was dedicated to the project, the city told Gooden he had to vacate the facility. So Gooden responded, saying God had told him to preach in the church until its balconies were full of teenagers. Currently, the church has 12 to 15 members.
Now, God sends you somewhere, you're afraid to leave. So I went down and I talked with Mayor Armstrong. And I told him, I said, you know, in other words, what and how God had sent me there. And I told him, I said, I fear the Lord. Well, he said, I don't fear God.
Gooden told the mayor he'd have to be forcibly removed from the building. A handful of registered letters from the city spelling out Gooden's limited legal options eventually convinced him to back down, and he left on his own accord. But the church still stands. Armstrong says uncertainty about the timing of the stimulus funding that'll pave the way for its destruction means the building will remain standing indefinitely. City engineer Steve Rubel says he's still negotiating with one landowner, and the project cannot begin until that deal is done. Gooden says he kept up his end of the deal, but the city has not.
God knows the future better than we remember the past. And 32 years ago, when he sent me there, he saw down the road, and he saw all of this was going to happen. And I'll be very honest with you, I don't know what this is all about. I've not been shown, I've not been told anything. I'm strictly walking by faith right now.
The church's belongings, including pews and other furniture, have already been sold at an auction. For WFIU News, I'm Daniel Robison.